Male is an interviewer. Female is Celine Dion.
Your father has said you were responding to music before you could even walk.
Well, I can't remember that, but if my parents have been telling that, I'm pretty sure it's true.
Were you destined to become a singer?
When you grow up with 13 brothers and sisters who sing and play instruments, and you hear every day in the basement of your home Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder and Janis Joplin and the Beatles and French music from France and Quebec, of course you will be a singer. Of course it will become part of your life.
Was there a point when you were growing up that something clicked and you thought, I want to be a singer?
I was 5. I went on stage at one of my brother's weddings and sang a couple of songs.
And that was your first taste of performing?
No. Almost every day at home, my brothers and sisters would dress me up in a slip, high-heel shoes, flowers in my hair, and a little bit of makeup. They would give me a little microphone and put me on the kitchen table, and I was entertaining them. It was amazing.
Before you made your first English album, were you nervous that your French-Canadian fans might get turned off?
I never even thought about it. I wasn't nervous for one second. In Quebec, I feel like I'm their child. I grew up in front of them. They know everything about me. The first interview I did, I said I wanted to be a singer, to sing for as many people as I can, and sing in different languages. They knew that. It's not something that happened from one day to another. Oh, here I am singing in English now.
You became a huge star almost overnight after you started releasing English language albums. What was that like?
I never really understood that because I never really thought of it. I'm not the kind of person who asks a lot of questions about anything. I don't question life. I live it every day. I had a dream when I was 5 years old. I wanted to be a singer. I still have the same dream.